Hello, this is Norma. Greetings. Today our topic is stress. I think most of us know what stress is. I find it interesting that today Michael Hyatt wrote a blog on stress. And I read through it and he's actually going to do a webinar about stress. And he's called it this, the 7 deadly sins of productivity. Which makes me think of this saying that we used to say in education. Don't work harder, work smarter. So yes, some of stress is the result of how we do things. Our problems with motivation, with procrastination, time management, overdoing it, and overachieving, or even the managing of what the demands for what is on our plate. And I'm guilty of this. It's not easy sometimes when we take on too much or someone else gives us too much. The first time stress got to me was when I was a student teacher in Southern California. The first class I was placed in was a fourth grade classroom. Each student was on their own individualized instruction plan. I had the hardest time figuring it out. It was fairly complicated. So what started happening is I started not sleeping well. Pretty soon I wasn't thinking as sharply as I used to. And it just wasn't much fun being in an environment where I didn't feel successful. And so that caused stress in me and I wasn't sure what to do. I was overwhelmed. The pressure to perform is big. I'm sure you have it too. You need to do things and need to do it well. You need to do it in a timely fashion. There is a verse that's helpful. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. God can help us, and we must trust Him for it. We have to actually relax in the Lord. I've had times where stress was really too much. But those were more related to life circumstances that they came one right after the other, and some were huge, and after a while I was depleted. They do say that if you have too many difficult things happen in a short period of time, your body can't manage that much and something will happen. What I learned though is to relax, trust in the Lord, and give it to Him. Now, it took me a long time to recover from my time where I had nervous illness. I had to just really allow time to repair. Stress is so every day that we need to come up with ways to address it. The Lord says to think on things that are lovely, pure, of good report. One way you can fight stress, really, is by having time alone with God, soaking in His presence, sometimes just being quiet with God, not actually even reading the Word, just sitting there and saying God's name, saying the prayers that come to you. Another thing I know of people who've done, and is a thought behind 1,000 gifts, is to write things in your day that you're grateful for, things you've seen. If you have just a notebook or a journal, start writing down something for every day. When you start looking for the good things, it helps change the way your focus is. Your mind becomes more full, becomes more happy. You can let some of the other stuff float away. Now, when you have a problem that involves a person, a certain relationship, that's a little more challenging. Interactions can really frustrate us. I listened to a speaker this week for the writing group I'm a part of, and she made the comment that when she is rejected, it stays with her for weeks. I would say that's true of me. Rejection really hits me hard because I'm really not that confident. And I'm not that sure of myself. And I've had to build that up. But it doesn't take too much to knock it down. So that's like a stress for me. I'm sorry to even have to admit that. Actually, I think most people suffer with low self-esteem. We're partners in this. And even people seem very, very confident. I think they have their vulnerabilities as well. So I would encourage you to focus on the Lord and to change what you can change. I made a list there of things that do help and could possibly for you. I wish you the very best. I believe that God is doing some changes in your life, that He wants to see you whole and healthy. But most of all, trust the Lord. Be anxious for nothing. That's pretty challenging to do. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, make your request known to God. God will help you. Well, thank you for listening. I wish you the very best. God bless you.